This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to Global Pet Expo 2024. This is Jody L. Teich of Bark and Swagger. Every year, for the past 10 years now, I've been coming, and it's always a fun show for me because I get to see the new products and turn you guys on to things I think are special, different, and helpful in the lives of your pets and you. And this year is no different. So I am going to take you inside to Global and introduce you to the brands that I thought were special that I wanted you to know about. Let's go check them out. I'm here with Rick Duncan, the Director of Animal Health for Nordic Naturals. And if you don't recognize Nordic Naturals, they make beautiful omega-3 fish oils for us and for our pets. And Rick is going to tell us a little bit about why this brand is so wonderful for our pets and how important omega-3s are, if you didn't know. Rick, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to speak with you. It's a pleasure to be here on behalf of Nordic Naturals. I'm a huge believer in what we do and the benefits that it brings to us and to our pet friends. As we say, everybody needs omega-3s. It's an essential fatty acid in that our body needs omega-3s, but they don't produce it on their own. We have to consume it through our diets. And both humans with a typical Western diet and our pets with commercial grade pet food tend to be very heavy on the omega-6s, which are a pro-inflammatory fatty acid. And inflammation can be good. If you have a cut or something, you need inflammation, but you need that to resolve too. And omega-3 is a natural anti-inflammatory. Specifically speaking to the benefits for our pet friends, skin and coat health, heart health, immune health, brain and eye development, joint health. It's just a foundational, healthy supplement for your pets that they need to get through their diet, but most aren't. So we provide a great solution for that.
That's beautiful. That's very beautifully explained, Rick. Thank you. It's all about balance, right? You know, you've got your sixes, as you said, inflammation is good when our body needs it. And it has to resolve because chronic inflammation equals disease eventually. So this is the beautiful balance of an anti-inflammatory. And when you go into joints, connective tissues, your muscles, everything. So, and brain, so important. So how long has Nordic Naturals been around for pets?
Nordic Naturals has been in the pet space for over 12 years. Really started in the veterinary space first and have moved over into the pet specialty world and have really looked to expand our presence. We've got a lot of dog lovers at Nordic and cat lovers. And it's great to be able to provide a solution for the entire family. So Nordic as an organization is really leaning in on our animal health business. We'll be launching some new products this year that we're very excited about and looking to grow and support the health of our fur friends.
I can't wait to hear about the new products. You can't dish on anything, can you?
We've got some soft chews we'll be releasing that are more condition specific, and a probiotic as well as an omega-3 that's heavy in DHA. There's two key omega-3s, EPA and DHA. We think about EPA as the neck down omega-3, heart health, joint, skin and coat, DHA as the neck up. So eye, brain, those type things. So it's very helpful in puppy trainability. So we have a higher DHA formula we'll be launching this year that we're really excited about.
That is super interesting. Thank you for sharing that. I really appreciate it. Where can people find you?
They can find us all sorts of places. Independent pet, your most veterinarians will be able to connect you with our product. A number of retail locations that are out there. You can find Nordic or go to nordic.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Rick. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You've heard me talk about Mella Pet Care before, about their really beautiful and stress-reducing thermometer, tech-based thermometer for dogs at the vet or at home, giving us pet parents some power to learn what's happening with our pet's health in real time. But Mella Pet Care is the tech-based 360 wellness solution for your pets. And I had to talk to them before I left Global for a couple of reasons. First of all, I love the company. Second of all, they were on Shark Tank. And they got a deal. And so now Mark Cuban is in their lives. And we want to know what's happening with their products and what's happening now. So I'm here with Ben Seidman, who is the COO and co-founder. Daniela Morgan Pascual-Vaca. Did I get it? Pascual-Vaca, who is the chief of staff at Mella Pet Care, and they're going to tell us all about it. Hey, guys.
Hey. Good morning.
Hi. Yeah, it's so great to be on the show and talk a little bit more about Mella.
Love that. So, last day of the show. How's the show been for you?
I think it's been fantastic. We have had a lot of people come by who said that they've seen our episode on Shark Tank. I think one of the funny bits is what you see on TV is very different from what you do on stage. And so a lot of people had seen us on Shark Tank but didn't really understand what the product was or what the whole ecosystem was, because there's only so much that you can get across in a really small segment. So we have had so many fans come over and say, we loved you guys on Shark Tank, but what exactly do you do?
So tell us, what exactly do you do?
So you did a great job explaining it as this 360 wellness ecosystem. We started out with a line for veterinarians because our vets are wonderful people, but they're incredibly overworked. And so we said, how can we create a product that really helps them, makes their workflow easier, and then makes the lives of their patients a lot more comfortable? And that's why we made an underarm thermometer for dogs and cats. And we now have a consumer version, so you as a pet parent can say, you know, how can I track my pet's health at home? My pet is feeling, you know, lethargic. Do I take them to the vet? Do I not? And it's this first line of defense, and we're really bringing vital signs technology into the household.
Love that. And I have used this thermometer, and I've used it on a couple of my dogs over the past couple of years. But my current dog, Annie, my Chihuahua monster, she is afraid of everything, and she's very calm when I use this thermometer on her, just under her arm. And I know that while you can use this as a traditional thermometer anally, if I were to try and stick a thermometer up her bum, she would not be as calm. So this is one of the beautiful things about having this product and being able to know, well, if your pet's feeling a little off today, what's their temperature like? You know, is this something I need to contact my vet about or maybe go to the vet? Is this what sort of motivated you to start the company, Ben?
Yeah, I think, you know, for us, Mella, the dog, the namesake of the company, didn't have the right tools to be able to care for her own health. She had kennel cough, and Anya, my co-founder, didn't have a thermometer, basically, to be able to take temperature because, like Annie, you know, would never accept a rectal temperature. So what we're doing really is just providing the most basic of necessities to pet parents. And, you know, thermometer is the first thing that you grab for yourself, for your child when they're sick. And, you know, pet parents should deserve that same thing. So that's really, you know, what drives us is to empower pet parents to be more involved in their pet's health, to not have to drive all the way over to the vet every single time there's an issue, but to be able to, you know, do some of that, you know, triage at home, send that information to the vet, and you'll get ahead of problems before they happen.
And you can do all that with the app. I mean, this functions with an app that you can connect with your vet, send everything to your vet. You also have a scale. Right? That's another one of your products. Talk about that.
Yeah, we do have a scale, and the scale is really fun because not only does it take your standard weight, but it can also grab the percentage of body fat, and then it calculates a body condition score. So right now at the vet office, I don't know if you've seen the charts on the walls, but it's either 1 to 5 or 1 to 9, and it's based on qualitative measurements. Do I feel the ribs? Do I feel some fat? Oh, I don't know. I'll give your pet a 3. And it's a hard conversation for vets to have with pet parents, saying, I think your pet's, you know, a little bit obese, or, you know, your pet should lose some weight or gain some weight. It's just awkward for everybody if there's no data behind it. And so we said, let's get rid of that qualitative method. Let's make it quantitative. And so the scale is able to say, here's the number. It's hard to dispute that number, and it really facilitates good conversation.
That's fantastic. Do you find that, I guess more with the thermometer, that pet parents are turning their vets onto the Mella thermometer and maybe getting their vets involved in using it in their practice?
Sure, we've heard those stories before, you know, vice versa. It's still something that's very new, right? You know, but, you know, pet parents are bringing them into the clinic and saying, hey, don't use that rectal thermometer. Here's a Mella thermometer that you can use. And yeah, it's very much a movement in that way. And it's a great, you know, it's a great conversation point, you know, and, you know, veterinarians as well are saying, hey, we're using this new thermometer. Pet parents look at it. Hey, what's that cool technology that you're using so that you don't have to take a rectal temp? Can I use that at home? So it goes a bit of both ways. And we know that, you know, it's a win-win for everyone. It's a win-win, of course, most importantly for the pet, but for the veterinarian and for the pet parent as well.
Yeah, and you know, with 75% of all dogs in the U.S. having one form or another of anxiety, I swear that is a true statistic. Something like small but meaningful, like having to take a pet's temperature in a way that's non-invasive, can make such a difference. It's already stressful for an animal to go to the vet, and this is one less indignity that they need to suffer, right? So, all right, this is the question on everyone's mind. So you said before, what you see on TV is different than what happens on stage. What was it like doing Shark Tank? What was it like dealing with the sharks? Tell us about the experience from somebody on the inside.
Shark Tank is an amazing experience, and it's also a lot easier than it appears on TV. So you have to remember that these sharks are real people. They are multi-billionaires, but they're still just like you and me. And so when we first walked on stage, we realized that just with the energy that they had, they're really smiley, they're really nice. They ask questions that are just normal and make you feel really comfortable. Now, of course, we were on stage for an hour, and so the 10 minutes that you see when they cut the final episode, it's the most dramatic part. They add in the pauses, they like zoom in on our perplexed faces. But none of that happens on stage. You know, they're there to make you comfortable. They want to hear you tell your story, and every single one of them started as some kind of entrepreneur in our shoes. So they get it, and they know it's hard to start a company. They know it's really hard to get out of your comfort zone and pitch to national television. So they're really just fantastic people.
Awesome. What is Mark Cuban like? For real.
Somebody. Anybody.
Also, as Daniela said, you know, just a normal, kind of nice guy. I mean, he's definitely different in that, super responsive, wants to help the entrepreneurs that he's invested in. I think every, you know, he's always asking us, ask me questions. He wants to be, he just lives and breathes entrepreneurship and business. So super responsive, answers emails in minutes. And, you know, we're just excited to be able to have him as part of the Mella family, Mella team, and also be a part of his as well. We lucked out, we think, with the best shark.
I am so excited for you guys. What can you share that's next?
Oh my gosh, I don't even know how to answer that because we want to do everything. So we have our thermometers. We love them. People love them as well. So after our scale, our idea is just to really keep going with that ecosystem. You know, if we're calling it the 360 ecosystem, maybe we're only 20% done or 20 degrees, and we have to complete that entire circle. We have so many ideas on ways that we can bring all of the vital signs to the home in a non-invasive way, and same to the vet clinic in a way that just makes workflow better. And, you know, until our brains dry out of ideas, we're just going to keep going, keep making new devices. And really, the goal is just to be in every vet clinic, every pet household, and just connect everybody.
I am so excited for you guys and really look forward to seeing how things unfold in the tech-driven 360 pet wellness Mella pet care space. So lots of continued success, and thank you guys for doing the show.
Thank you, Jody. Appreciate all that you do, and you know, thank you so much for, we'll continue to update you as we grow as a company, and we appreciate you being a Mela customer.
Yeah, thank you so much, and we hope that, yeah, Annie is doing a little bit better with new ways of taking her temperature.
Yes, she is. Thank you guys very much. You may or may not know about this, but there is a movement gaining momentum. I don't know if it was spearheaded by, but it's certainly being moved along by the iconic homeopathic vet, Dr. Richard Pitcairn, and his wife, Susan Pitcairn, about the health benefits of a plant-based diet for dogs and cats. And over years now, they've seen benefits in living longer, in rolling back conditions by focusing on plant-based foods, some to the total exclusion of meat. I find this very interesting because we know for humans, plant-based diets are being, you know, sort of touted as healthy for years and years now. So I came across a booth at Global called Honest to Goodness Plant Snacks. And I wanted to check it out for this very reason. And I'm here talking with Stacy Burke, sales manager at the company. And this is a company that's been around a long time. She's going to tell us a little bit about its history and about these plant snacks that you might want to know about. Hey, Stacy.
Hi.
Thank you so much for doing this. Tell us a little bit about this company, WF Young.
So we are a family-owned, family-run company that was started back in 1892. We are fifth-generation family member still runs the company. Our company is, everything we do is backed by science and...
You were telling me nothing happens quickly here.
Nothing happens quickly because we do a lot of research. We make sure that we're sourcing the best ingredients, all natural. We want to bring to the market innovation and that supports animal needs and animal healthfulness.
Yeah. So these plant snacks, this is what you're launching here at Global. Tell me a little bit about what goes into them and the different options.
Absolutely. So first of all, I will tell you that they are all natural, plant-based, with elevated ingredients. There's no preservatives. It's all natural. We have, so they're all fruit and veggie-based, and each of the treats has support for different functions. They are treats, so we don't want to, the benefits are just boosts to your pets, to your dogs. So
Before you even go further, two things that I want to say. One is give Stacy a pass because Stacy is on the third and last day of a trade show where all she's been doing for 2 days straight is talking. So she's lost her voice a little bit. So give her a pass on that because this is a podcast. It's audio. And the other is most brands will tell you everything that their product can do, cure cancer, everything. But what I like about you, Stacy, is that you tell it like it is. A treat is a treat. They're healthy treats, and you want to go for that, but it's not going to take the place of a solid diet, you know, everyday diet, and other things that you might do for your animals. So please continue.
Yeah, so that's, I love the way you eloquently said it. We have benefits in each of the treats. There are two main ingredients that I'll mention that are for overall health and wellness and also support our sustainability initiatives. So each of them contain microalgal oil, which is a replacement basically for salmon oil. It's high in omega fatty acids and has a nice balance of EPA and DHA, which is important for overall health and wellness.
And this comes from algae.
It's actually sustainably farmed out of Nebraska. And yes, it comes from algae. And so we're not stripping the fish out of the ocean. Actually, 1 ton of, it's called Veramaris is the algae. 1 ton of Veramaris equals 66 tons of fish that you'd have to harvest to get to make fish oil. So
wow.
It's really big for the sustainability and also the health benefits. It's vegetarian, vegan, again, going back to that need for plants in our diet. So the other ingredient that we have that goes across all flavors is postbiotic, which is a cultured yeast. And that's basically for overall well-being and vitality for pets. So, and then the six flavors that we offer, they each have a boost. So what I have in my hand, which you can't see because obviously this is a podcast.
We'll have photos. Yes. We will.
So we have Buddy Boost, which is cranberry and pomegranate recipe, which supports immunity. Then we have Mellow Belly, which is pumpkin and cinnamon and supports digestive health. We have Buddy Boost. Oh, I already mentioned Buddy Boost. Way to Glow, which is pumpkin and flax, and that supports skin and coat. We have Good Vibes. That's one of my favorite flavors because it's something that you don't see much out there, and it's chamomile and ginger, which are two wonderful ingredients for just calming and comforting support. And then Apple Cinnamon, which is Happy Feet, which has mobility support. Which one did I miss? And then the last one would be our Golden Years, which is blueberry and carrot for senior dogs. Now, all six flavors can be fed to all life stages. But again, those little elements that we put in it have support for certain things. But at the end of the day, these are treats. They're healthful treats for all dogs.
Yeah, so beautiful. Where can people find you?
We actually are just launching at the show, so it actually has not hit store shelves yet. But you would be able to find it at your local pet stores. I'm sure it'll be available online as well from some of our online partners.
Okay, yeah, wonderful. So keep your eye out for Honest to Goodness Plant Snacks. Stacy, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for the interview.
My pleasure. This food has come up enough times recently so that when I passed their booth, I really wanted to learn more about the brand. It's called Goodness Gracious, and it is human-grade food for pets. And I'm here with Amy Renz, who is the CEO of the company. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Jody. Thank you so much for stopping by.
It is my pleasure. Tell us a little bit about this brand.
Oh, sure. So Goodness Gracious started in 2010. We're human grade. We make complete and balanced food for dogs and cats from 100% whole foods and no synthetics. So high protein, moderate fat, low carb, mindfully sourced ingredients, no GMOs. And we just came out with a line of restorative diets, too, that are focused on addressing particular health concerns. So kidney disease, metabolic dysfunction, gut health, cognition, mood, and behavioral disorders as well. So we're super excited about that.
Wow, that's wonderful. So let's just take gut health as an example, because that's a foundation piece for all health. In your formulation for that, what do you have in the way of, is it just probiotics? Is it pre, pro, and post? I mean, how are you handling the probiotic piece or anything else in the formulation for gut health?
Right. So it's a great question. We're introducing mushrooms into the diet, right? So so shiitake mushrooms, which are really helpful for restoring the lining of the gut, right? Can help modulate immune system and reduce inflammation. So that's one of the components. We're also reaching to certain herbs that can help reduce inflammation, protect the tight cellular junctions in your gut.
That's wonderful. Very exciting. So is your food raw? Is it gently cooked? Do you offer different presentations of the food?
Our food is gently cooked. We use steam, but there are certain ingredients that we don't cook. So, for instance, we cook our proteins, we cook our veggies, but we don't cook our fruits, we don't cook our seeds or our fats. They're never heated. We combine those into a cold ingredients, and we cook each one of our ingredients separately. So, because veggies cook at a different temperature and a time than it takes to cook proteins, right? So if we combine them and cook them, we would be overcooking our vegetables and stripping the nutrients out of them. So it's not something we want to do. So we like to say that it's a combination of fresh and lightly steamed.
So The lightly steamed, does it create a situation where you have to add vitamins and minerals into the formulation or no?
No, in fact, that's one of the most beautiful things I love about our product is that there are no synthetics whatsoever in what we make and no fortified ingredients. So we don't use things like dried yeast or cod liver oil, which can be fortified ingredients. We get everything that a dog or a cat needs for optimal health from 100% whole foods.
I love that. Where can people find you, Amy?
Oh, gosh. We're in regional distribution, coast to coast, and we also ship direct to consumer.
I love that. Continued success.
Thank you so much.
Let's hang on to all of this goodness. We're going to take a short break from our sponsor. And when we come back, more new products and ideas for you to take in for your pets. So grab that favorite beverage. Get comfortable. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey, it's Dr. Marty from the Global Pet Expo saying hi to Jody's pet health coach. Wonderful listeners.
Most of you know Dr. Marty Goldstein. We all love Dr. Marty. He is a pioneer, a maverick. He paved the way for all of the integrative vets who came after him. And many of you know Dr. Marty's pets, his freeze-dried food for dogs and cats. Well, I'm at the booth of Dr. Marty's, and in addition to being able to say hi to the big man himself, I found out that they have a new food that's coming to market that is a fermented food. It comes with fermented vegetables. And I'm here with Wyatt Zuber, who is a sales manager at Dr. Marty's, and he's going to tell us all about it and why this is such a wonderful addition to our pet's diet. Hey, Wyatt.
Hi, how's it going?
Going great. So tell us how this came to be, why it's so good for our pets.
Yeah, so right in line with Dr. Marty's philosophy, the whole food approach and everything that we do here kind of has to have a benefit. All of our ingredients, that we want it to serve a purpose. We're not going to add any fillers or anything like that. So when we started looking for a rotational diet and other types of formulas, we looked at what one of the number one causes of issues in pets are. A lot of it is gut sensitivities or gut issues and just digestion. So we went to the drawing board and we looked at this healthy digestion formula. Also, we kind of refer to it as our GI formula. And so we created it using easy digestible proteins like white fish and turkey. With all the other Dr. Marty products, there's going to be some organ meats in there as well. And then we have our fermented veggies and our tubers or roots in there. So we have fermented cauliflower, fermented cabbage. A lot of people know that as sauerkraut, but of course we can't put sauerkraut on a bag. And then fermented dandelion greens, fermented Jerusalem artichoke, and fermented chicory roots.
I love that. Chicory root prebiotic. Dandelion greens, a bitter, which the gut loves. So these are all really beautiful additions to the formulation. So is this actually in market yet?
Yes. So this product, we launched it a couple weeks ago. It's now in distribution, being shipped out to retailers starting this week or last week, depending on the market. So it is available, should be at least available by the end of this week everywhere.
Great. And it's one formulation with the turkey and the whitefish. There aren't like, well, this has, you know, turkey and whitefish. That has some other kind of, you know, animal protein.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, it's just one formula. It's a turkey and whitefish formula. So it's a blend just like all of our other formulas.
So just really quickly recap for us the different formulas available for dogs and cats of Dr. Marty's so people know what their options are.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have our essential wellness formula, which started Dr. Marty Pets. That was the infamous formula that just caused the brand to blow up. From there, we created our small breed formula, which is just a small bite of essential wellness. We have our healthy growth formula designed for puppies and those growing smaller dogs. And then we have an active vitality formula, which is designed for senior dogs. So we use green lip mussels and tart cherries in there to help with joints and antioxidant support. And then we created our solutions baseline, and that's where our healthy digestion formula falls into. We have also our sensitivity select, which is a turkey, duck, goose, quail formula, helps with sensitive stomachs or sensitive issues. We have a premium origin formula that is a lamb, goat, venison, mackerel formula, variety of proteins. And then we have a radiant select formula that is a beef, tuna, salmon, and pollock formula that is loaded with omegas and biotin. So that kind of rounds out the dog side. And then we have three cat formulas. We have our beef, salmon, and poultry formula. We have a poultry formula. And we have our fish and poultry formula, kind of rounding everything out.
Wow, more than I knew.
Yeah, we've definitely increased over the last couple of years. In the last 2 years, we've come out with three new Dr. Marty dog formulas, one new cat formula, as well as freeze-dried and air-dried treats, Better Life boosters. So we have a goat milk, we have a pumpkin blend, we have a turkey bone broth that's all powdered to help build that better bowl and kind of go from there and boost the bowl.
Love it. Thank you so much, Wyatt. People can find this at their local retailers online.
Yep, absolutely. Available in most local retailers. You can also check out the store locator at drmartypets.com. Type in your zip code and find who your local retailer is.
Perfect. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
So I'm here at All Provide, a brand of food that I've been hearing a lot about lately, natural food. And one of its, well, its spokesperson, Dr. Judy Morgan, who is a holistic veterinarian and educator, an integrative veterinarian and educator, and we all know and love Dr. Judy, and Les Fisher, the COO of the brand, are going to tell us all about what makes this brand special. Hi, guys.
Hello. So I was introduced to All Provide about a year after they got started, which was back in 2014. And I really liked what they were doing from the very beginning because they were using whole foods, very clean, restaurant quality whole foods to make pet food. And they weren't using any synthetic vitamin mineral mixes. Everything was being made using whole food ingredients. And so that really speaks to me because that's how I formulate things, and I want our animals to be eating food that is the same quality as what I would be eating. I don't think it's fair to our pets to give them really poor quality leftovers and waste from the human food industry. I think that they deserve what we are eating. And this brand has gotten better and better over time, moving toward organic ingredients as much as possible, really looking at how that the meat animals are raised, everything being humanely raised, because all that energy from those animals goes into the food. Yeah, so all of that's going into the food. And so we've partnered together now to make what I think is really cool, but it's food using traditional Chinese veterinary medicine, food therapy. And so we have the five elements of the Chinese system. And so it just makes it so that we can hone in a little bit more on this is for dogs, but we can hone in a little bit more trying to rebalance their systems, trying to keep them in balance through their entire life rather than waiting 10 years and saying, well, everything's falling apart. Now what? I mean, we can still fix them. But it's just a really cool direction to be moving for our pets. And I have to say that Dennis and Les from All Provide are so much fun to work with.
Really beautiful food for our animals. Thank you so much. South Africa is here in Orlando at Global Pet Expo. And I'm here with Gary Moorcroft, who is the CEO of Beg and Barker, that's making a really interesting treat for pets that comes from a staple in the culture of South Africa. And Gary, tell us about what you're doing here at Beg and Barker.
Yeah, just it's a long story, but in South Africa, we have a legacy of air-dried foods, and specifically the biltong product. And this comes from the Dutch, what they call them, voortrekkers, means the people that took their ox wagons up into the highland. And they found out they had to preserve meat in some way, so they put salt and vinegar on it, cut strips of meat, hung it up outside. And because of nature, it dried and it just cured beautifully and became almost like a prosciutto type ingredient, a product. So what happened is, like, the biltong product in South Africa is the only known meat snack. You can travel the whole of South Africa from north, south, east, and west, and you won't find one single pack of jerky. So South Africa has no jerky culture whatsoever, but a very, very strong biltong culture. I personally fell in love with the biltong product when I was a kid, and I used to go to my uncle's farm for our mid-year vacation in mid-year, and it was hunting season. We used to go and hunt springbok, which is the national deer, and then we used to cut it into strips, put it in salt, vinegar, and coriander, take a piece of fence wire and hang it up on the veranda, and this stuff used to dry, and we used to wait for it to dry, feel it every day. Once it was dry enough, we would eat it, and then our stomachs ached every night because we ate so much of it, and that's when I fell in love with the product. So my company in South Africa is the biggest manufacturer of the biltong product and of high-end dog treats. So when I came to America in 2016, for the first time, I saw there was a need for product. And then I looked at a lot of product and my primary focus at that time was to develop the biltong product, but I realized there was a substantial market for dog. What I saw was like a lot of multi-ingredient stuff with a lot of carriers, preservatives, and other stuff. And I said, okay, I believe, based on the experience I have in South Africa, I can make a true single-ingredient product. So then I thought of the branding, and I've got two dogs, a Jack Russell, where every time a packet rustles, he's begging for it, and I've got a Beagle, and every time something rustles, else he barks. So I thought, okay, Beggar and Barker, and eventually we decided on Beg and Barker, so that's how the brand started, and developed this thing. And really the whole trick is using the technology from the air drying, because it's the greatest way to cure a product, because basically you're taking natural form, all you're doing is pulling the moisture out. You're not taking any nutrient, any proteins, any things in. So you have a super high protein level product. And obviously it's a treat only, it's not a balanced food, but it's a magnificent treat. And once you give it to dogs and you see how they respond to it, they respond in a primate fashion to protein, and they're crazy about this stuff.
Now, can we share this with our pet?
Yes, I mean, it's we produce in a dual USDA FDA facility. All the raw materials that come in are human grade, and so they're fully edible. So they're all produced in the same plant. We have no discrimination between whether it's a dog or a human grade product. We produce it in one facility to one standard. And yes, the stuff's fully edible. In fact, a few seconds ago, a lady picked up a packet of the chicken and started eating it. So yeah, it's a pretty bland because it doesn't have a lot of salt and seasoning, or has no salt and seasoning on it, but it tastes like chicken.
So, yeah, but this is what I love, because there are more and more products now that are human grade and of a high quality that we can share with our animals, and it's got health benefits for both. And I was talking earlier with Dr. Judy Morgan, who is a couple of tables down with All Provide, and she was talking about how one of the barometers for her is, if it's a pet product and I can't eat it, that's a red flag for me. So I love that you have that. I also know that you have a human biltong product that has a couple of other ingredients in it that are not good for dogs, but that are good for us.
Yeah, so the biltong product as such, I mean, we sell it in a very primal form and then in a multi-ingredient format. So our most basic product is, we call it Naked. It's a three-ingredient only product. So it's meat, steak, basically, with salt and with apple cider vinegar. And all those, I mean, salt in reasonable amounts is not bad for you at all. Apple cider vinegar has a lot of health attributes. So we have a product called Brooklyn Naked, and this brand was inspired in Brooklyn with like a foodie culture, and it's the number one selling biltong on Amazon, for example. And it's really great. And then we have traditional stuff. So on the traditional recipe for biltong is beef, vinegar, just in predominance, salt, pepper, some black pepper, and coriander. Now, coriander has some preservative attributes as well, but that is traditional. So if you go in South Africa, I would say 90% of the biltong sold is sold in the original, authentic, or traditional format, and there are various formats within that. And then in America, it's a lot more about flavor. But again, with that Brooklyn range, we've really dumbed it down to the most primal or basic ingredients. Because as you said about the dogs, is when I look at a label, I want to be able to pronounce what's there, and I want to understand where that ingredient comes from. And that to me is like the DNA of our business, is we want people to understand what they're eating. And we've shown that you don't need all these additional preservatives, extenders, and things to have a delicious snack for both human and pet.
Perfect. Where can people find you?
For the Begg & Barker, it's beggandbarker.com. Our company's name is Stormberg Foods, STORMBERGFOODS.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Gary.
It's my greatest pleasure.
We hear a ton about CBD these days, over a ton. But I passed by this booth of Austin and Kat, and the first thing that jumped out at me was now with CBDA. A lot of CBD products do not include that part of the plant. And then when I got into a conversation about these products, it became clear how thoughtful the process is and how much of a 360 view with CBD, but also other things that strengthen the immune system, sharpen the mind, help support the body, that these products have in them. So I wanted to talk to the founder and owner, Kat Donatello, and learn more about the story and some of these products that you can know too. So welcome, Kat.
Thank you. It's very nice to meet you, and I'm happy to talk about Austin and Kat. It's a passion of mine.
I love that. How did it come about?
You know, I think when people come to their epiphany, right? For me, it wasn't about starting a company. It was about solving a need that my pets had. And so I had a senior dog named Brady, and he was suffering with, you know, the normal signs of aging, a little bit of doggy dementia, stiffness. He wasn't engaged with the family as much, and I had young children at the time. And I knew that there had to be a way to help him rather than giving him a laundry list of prescription medications that your veterinarian will normally prescribe. And having been a competitive athlete at the time, I was treating myself holistically and naturally and using lots of supplements. And I thought, gosh, you know, there's got to be a way. There's got to be a way we can do it. And my husband was at a cannabis conference. This is in 2014. And he calls me really excited and saying, you know, everyone's talking about THC, but I'm reading and learning and I'm at a seminar about CBD. And, you know, it just kind of snowball effect from there. And we started to make products at home for Brady. And it helped him so much regain that happiness, that vest for life, that spark, that spring in his step. And he was engaged in the family again. And it was just wonderful. And at the same time, I had a 3-month-old Labrador retriever named Austin, who was quite full of himself, as most Labradors are, had a hard time with focusing on training. And it literally was by accident that I gave him CBD. And it was like all of a sudden he was dialed in, and we'd go to puppy school, and I was the only thing that mattered at puppy school. And he became a really well-trained dog. We call him the most CBD dog in America because he's been on it since he was 3 months old.
Oh, my God. And he's 10 now, right?
He's 10. And, you know, when we go to the veterinarian now for an annual checkup, they say his biological age is, you know, of a young, young dog. He is fit. He is healthy. His skin and coat is beautiful. And I attribute it to all of the various products that I use that we create ourselves and that we make ourselves. And I'm really lucky to have a dog that's as healthy and has such a zest for life.
You're such a good dog, Mommy. We know that it starts with nutrition. That's the foundation of the house. I already know that you don't feed kibble.
I do not feed kibble. I am a raw feeder. And I rotate. You know, I've got my favorite brands. I love OC Raw. That's probably my favorite. I love Small Batch. You know, they're all wonderful small brands. And I think if you can go with a founder-led brand anytime, that they've not got some, you know, corporate machine making food or supplements or whatever, you're going to get the very best that, you know, nature intended kind of thing.
Knowing your source is critical. And that leads me back to your products. Talk about, first of all, some of your highlight products. And because you have a lot of beautiful ones, and I don't think we have the opportunity today to go through every single one, but your highlight products, and then just the kinds of other ones that people can find, and sourcing.
Yeah. So sourcing is obviously very, very important to me. And I should preface it with, we make everything ourselves. And that gives us a leg up over any of the competition, because I source. Like, it has to pass my sniff test in order to make it into our factory, which we call the makery, which is kind of cute because we make stuff. We don't just bake stuff. But, you know, our flagship products would be our chews that contain both CBD and CBDA. And you mentioned CBDA earlier. That's from the raw hemp plant. So it actually is the precursor to CBD. You need to pressurize it or heat it up to change it, the structure, into CBD. And in fact, there's very, very little CBD in the raw hemp plant itself. But it's very powerful, and it works on an entirely different set of receptors that CBD works on. So CBD works on your endocannabinoid system, and CBDA works on your serotonin system and your serotonin receptors. So really helpful with neurological support, pain and inflammation.
Mood, depression, anxiety.
All those things. Yeah, I'll wrap them all up. And CBD plus CBDA, it's like 1 + 1 = 3. Super powerful together. So obviously that's the superstar ingredient in all of our products that are CBD focused. But we also have a non-CBD line of meal toppers. And then we are launching at the trade show this year a what we're calling a liquid omega trio. And so I'm really excited about those products. We've got some very sustainable options. We are focusing on and looking at our DNA. Our DNA is all about hemp. So the two oil products will be suspended in a combination of either small fish oils, which is great for the environment, as well as hemp seed oil and then vitamin E, which helps with the absorption of omega-3, 6, and 9. And then our second oil is based in an algae oil, which is the direct source. So if the fish are going to be pressed into fish oil, they've got to somehow get the algae in their body. So the plankton eat the algae and the fish eat the plankton and so on and so forth. And that also has hemp seed oil in it. It's a really environmentally friendly product, as well as it's great for those pet parents who maybe have to avoid fish for whatever reason. And then it also has astaxanthin in it, which is a very powerful antioxidant. It also helps with inflammation. That's probably my favorite ingredient that we have. Our astaxanthin we source directly from Kona, Hawaii. It's grown in an ocean farm. And so the ocean acts as a natural air conditioning unit for it. And we also get our spirulina from this same farm. It's a beautiful, beautiful product. We also have in our chews, we have another ingredient called Longvita. And Longvita is an encapsulated cucurmin. So great for inflammation. And that's in our senior chews as well as our everyday collection of chews. And also in our Greenlit Muscle Topper. So, and a Greenlit Muscle, oh gosh, I love my ingredients. Our Greenlit Muscle, yeah, we source directly from the southernmost tip of New Zealand. So it's the closest point to Antarctica.
Wow.
It's really cool. So super clean waters. The Greenlit Muscle, we don't have a middleman. We get it right from the guy who farms it there. And it's we've been using that product for, I think, about 3-4 years now.
Wow, I have goosebumps. I'm a geek for all this stuff too, yeah. Like you. Yeah. I am so excited by this. And my mind is racing about all of the wonderful things that you can do with these products. Okay, let's just, because we don't have a whole lot of time with a roundup, let's just take an example of a senior dog. Mm-hmm. Okay, like your dog. What of your products do you make that you would recommend for a senior dog who's slowing down a little bit, maybe not quite as sharp, etc.?
Okay. So we have two senior CBD products. We have a CBD oil, and we also have a CBD chew. And it's specifically need state seniors. So it's got ingredients that will help with ocular health, brain health, that like doggy dementia. It also helps with pain and inflammation, that hip and joint issues as they're getting older. It's got a really great superstar ingredient called Boswellia, which acts as a natural aspirin without, obviously, the stomach issues that are associated with an NSAID. So that would be really good. I'd also probably recommend our mushroom topper, our mushroom medley. So it's the seven sacred mushrooms. And that's just a topper that you sprinkle on top of the dog's food. Funny side note, I actually use our mushroom topper myself.
So I share a lot of my products with my animals.
Yeah, I mean,
and vice versa.
Everything I buy is human grade. Like our Longvita, that curcumin I was mentioning, like that comes from a human company, and you know, we have trademarked rights to use it in our products, and it's awesome. You know, so I don't. There's such a good crossover, especially in the supplement space, that when you find good ingredients, and we have over 84 different ingredients that we source, not including the things like the oat flour that are in our chews, and you know, the apples that we use in our chews. So peanut butter. Our peanut butter is really cool too. It's this from this neat little farm in Arkansas. It's a two brothers run the company, and their mom is their bookkeeper, and they grind the peanuts to order for us. So everything's super fresh, and because we make everything in-house, we don't have to put in an order with a co-manufacturer for, you know, 20,000 units. I can say, hey, we're going to make 500 units of an oil today, or, you know, we're going to bake a batch of biscuits because we, you know, have an order to deliver. So it's great.
With the peanut butter, I'm glad that you said that, because there's so many problems with peanut butter, with aflatoxin, and a lot of it is from sitting on manufacturing plant or distribution plant shelves, you know, the mold that, you know, just accumulates, and it's toxic for our pets, and it's toxic for us. So, and peanut butter is, to me, peanut butter is not great. There are better options, but I love that you have every part of the process, you know, like under control. You know where it's coming from, and it's coming very fresh to you. So that's
right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So what about something like skin and coat? Itchy skin. That's another really big one.
Mushrooms. Like, I am a really big proponent of putting your dog on mushrooms when you've got skin and coat issues. But any of the three new oils are going to address, or the two new oils will address skin and coat issues. And then you've got, you know, a vegan option. Very environmentally friendly option, and then you've got fish option. And again, that's going to be just the way a consumer...
Personal preference.
Or their dog's personal preference, right?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always about them. It's their world. We're just living in it. Where can people find you?
They can find us in pretty much any of your neighborhood pet stores. We're in about 11 to 1,200 stores nationwide. And you can also find us online.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It's been lovely to talk with you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have you ever heard of freeze-dried goat's milk? I hadn't, but I passed by a booth called Shepherd Boy Farms, and I'm standing here with the founder, Ashton Hood, who got this bright idea to freeze-dry goat's milk for our pets, as well as some other beautiful products, and you really should know about it. So, Ashton, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Thank you. Tell us how Shepherd Boy Farms came about.
Well, it was 2016. I was working a desk job, and I was getting tired of pushing paper, doing the same daily grind. And my brother was out living the American dream, you know, raising cattle, raising livestock, and I wanted to be a part of that. I wanted to get out, be back in nature, you know. And so I wanted to figure out what can I do that is going to complement that. And so we settled on goats, which we love. We love goats. And so my wife and I, we said, you know what, let's start raising goats. And so we got into doing that, and we started raising goats. And then we stumbled into the benefits of raw goat's milk. We, at first, when we started, we had no idea how good it was. But then we started doing our research and realizing how wonderful of a nutrition and a product this could actually be for our, you know, our pets, our dogs, and our cats. And so what we did is we started bottling it and selling it, but we had to sell it frozen. you know, and so frozen is difficult. We couldn't get it to our consumers. We couldn't get it to our customers because we had to ship it with dry ice, styrofoam containers, all of those things. And it made it very, very difficult and expensive to get there. And so we finally stumbled upon freeze drying, where you can take the raw goat's milk, you can freeze dry it, take all the moisture out, but not lose the nutrition. So you get to keep it just as healthy and wonderful as it is in its frozen state, but now it is in a shelf-stable state. So now we can ship it, you know, a quart is about 4 ounces, and we can ship it to your door, and all you have to do is take off the lid, add water, shake it up, and it comes right back to life.
That is amazing. And you have 4 different flavors?
We have 4 different flavors. So we have our classic, which is just raw goat's milk, and then we fortified the next 3 with one with super greens. So it has a lot of dark leafy vegetables like kale, spinach, and broccoli, where it really provides a lot of extra vitamins and immunity support. And then we have our super fruit, which is full of all, and all of these fruits and vegetables are organic. So organic blueberries, blackberries that are really rich in antioxidant. And then we have our golden blend, which we geared towards digestion and turmeric, which is going to help with joint support, organic turmeric, organic pumpkin, organic yellow squash, just chock full of things like that, and raw goat milk being the base for all of those.
How beautiful. Folks, this is such an original way to present this product, and the flavors are really, really fantastic. You have other things that you sell, also freeze-dried, single ingredient. Tell us about that.
We do. We have 13 SKUs of single ingredients, and they range from mostly organ meat, and the reason we do that is because they're much more nutritious. So, you know, we prefer, you know, just a regular cut of meat. But in reality, we should be eating liver or we should be eating heart because the nutrition is so much more vital and vibrant. So we have, you know, things like pork hearts, duck liver, duck heart, beef liver, bison liver. We range all around on the protein. So we have lots of different varieties for any of the dogs or cats that have allergies or are sensitivities to certain proteins. We have it covered, so we'll be able to make sure they get whatever they need.
I love this. Where can people find you?
So they can find us on our website, shepherdboyfarms.com, or they can find us on Amazon or at your independent local pet store.
Fantastic. Continued success, Ashton.
Thank you so much. Wonderful to have you here.
Thank you. That's the end of this show. This is Jody L. Teich of the Pet Health Coach from Global Pet Expo 2024. A pet health coach is someone who is your guide, your resource person, your knowledge person, your champion, your cheerleader, and your accountability partner. So if you feel you need support in helping get to where you want to go with the health of your pets, seek out a pet health coach. We can be very helpful. So until next time, hold those babies close, look for natural ways to heal issues if you can, and we'll see you next.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.